News Talk Tonight continues on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
Welcome back, everybody. Richard Krause in for Jim Richards. Now, you've heard the term work wife, right? Just someone that you work with, that you, when you are at work, you're comfortable around, but then you both go home at the end of the day, and that's it. There's no other relationship other than just one of familiarity at work, and you have a few laughs, maybe go out for a drink every now and again. But everybody knows about it, and there's nothing nefarious about it. Well, a new study that was done by the adult toy brand Love Honey. They polled a little over 2,000 American adults about their love lives, and they found out that a whopping 40% of the respondents of the poll admitted that they've had sex and or a romantic relationship with a coworker, which takes it way beyond the sweet and innocence of just having a work wife or work husband. So I thought we'd have a closer look at this, and who better than to do that than Jen Kirsch, Canada's leading dating and relationship expert. Jen, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Richard.
So, what is going on here? 40% is an awful lot of people. I get that when you are working long-term with people, you get comfortable with them, you have shared experiences, that kind of thing. Is that really all this is?
Yeah, I think I'm not surprised by the number. I would say that I was kind of shocked that it was only 40%.
Really?
Yeah, I feel like proximity breeds relationships. So we see people, we're with them constantly. So work, say the typical work day, if you have like a 9-to-5, it's, you know, you have your 8 hours a day, at least 5 days a week. There's other work stuff. And so you're becoming so comfortable with this person. You're almost seeing them more than you are your actual partner or your family. So I think that it's not so shocking to me as a relationship expert, but I'm surprised that the number isn't bigger.
Well, a lot of these are kind of illicit in the sense that about 33% of the people who admitted having sex with a colleague were married and said that it was with a subordinate. And so there's a power dynamic there that probably should be examined a little bit more closely.
Yeah, absolutely. With that area of the study, I totally agree. Especially after, you know, this Me Too era, I think that it's so important to look at, you know, Are these relationships equal? Are they for the right reasons? Is it because they're hanging out all the time, or is it because it's a means to an end or something way outside of this category? But I'm not surprised about people just wanting to connect, even if they are monogamous, because they're spending so much time with someone else. And I feel like you get really comfortable. You share grievances about a boss together and maybe smoke breaks or, you know, going to work events together, car rides and things like that. So these are the exact type of situations that breed relationships, whether it's romantic or it's sexual.
Men are more likely to embark on a sexual relationship with a colleague while dating someone else. 13% of men have had sex with a coworker while married versus just 6% of women. Do those numbers translate out into the real world, or what do you think about those numbers?
You know, I think that no matter what people's jobs are, what they do, I do think that translates to the real world. But I think we're also seeing so many different types of relationships these days. So more open relationships or people communicating what their needs are if they're not being met. So I'd like to think that if you're a listener and you're in a situation where you're crushing on a colleague, to maybe not be so intense or intimidating to, you know, let them know that you're interested. And if you do have a partner and you find yourself interested in a colleague, ask yourself, what are you missing in your current relationship? What's not being fulfilled? So that way you don't act out on impulse or opportunity, and you could actually grow better in your personal relationship that you're currently in, your primary relationship.
I thought you were going to say, if, you know, that happens, then you should just quit your job. But yours was a much more eloquent and probably psychologically sound way of looking at things. I'm speaking with Jen Kirsch, Canada's leading dating and relationship expert. So overall here, you're not seeing a lot of surprises. Do you think that the pandemic changed anything? People coming back to work after a long time in lockdown, do you think that had any effect on this kind of thing?
Oh, Richard, of course. We are seeking connection so much, and we were so strained of it during the pandemic for various reasons and different losses. So any way we could connect with someone, and we also maybe missing cues or misreading cues. So just because someone's being nice to us, you may think they're flirting. So it's good to just check in and see what's really going on. But I think we're misreading cues more so now than before, because we're just learning to reconnect with people. A lot of us like didn't date during the pandemic because we wanted to keep safe.
I think that we're re-socializing. We're learning how to do this again because we got very much up in our own heads and in our own comfortable with our own behaviors during lockdown. And then that doesn't always translate to a workplace.
Absolutely not. I mean, for myself, I've been in this journalism. We're in the same industry, you know. Yep. We do on-air stuff and we write and all this. It's always been so essential for me and my reputation and my well-being to never get involved with someone that I work with professionally. Mm-hmm. Call me super ethical as a journalist, but I just think it gets sloppy. You know, the same way they say maybe like, you know, if you are a regular at a certain restaurant or a bar or a club of some sort, you know, don't get involved with the staff because it makes things really murky. And I think that's the challenge with these sorts of relationships too. But I'm sure it's quite enticing and exciting as well.
But what happens when you break up and then you have to go on a company retreat or something like that?
Oh, yeah. Or you break up and you go to a Christmas party and see their current partner know that this is going on. And then there's the gossip and the chatter. So I think post-pandemic, being aware, being mindful that just because someone's being nice and in front of you and showing interest or complimenting you, it doesn't mean they want you. It doesn't mean you should make a move unprovoked. You should always have consent. And, you know, it's innocent. A lot of people in the study thought it was kind of innocent enough to have a crush on someone at work. So I think it's just a matter of, you know, being on the same page and not just going for something and then making things uncomfortable after the fact.
We've just got a couple of minutes left, but you wanted to talk about foodie calls.
Foodie calls, yes.
Now, I've heard booty calls. I think people know what that is, but a foodie call is something different.
Right. Okay, so I love this. I found out about this last week. And so a foodie call is essentially, a lot of people admitted, in this case, it was women, but a lot of women admitted to going on dates with men solely for dinner. So they would orchestrate these dates around getting free meals. And in this article where they talked about it, one guy found out that he's being used for dinner because he called her. She couldn't find her phone. And he was stored in as like free meal in the name of the restaurant. It sounds like a Larry David Curb Your Enthusiasm episode. It's so funny. Sadly, you know, I'm in my 30s and I have girlfriends my age who have been doing this for a while and they love it. They swear by it. And I don't want to go for dinner with almost anyone. Like I'll go for dinner with my dad or my partner or something like that. But like, I don't even want to go get together with my girlfriends for dinner. I want to like have a quick drink, catch up, be in and out within 90 minutes. So to meet a stranger and give them a meal's worth of time, that sounds awful.
Clearly, you're not single or hungry.
I'm always hungry, but I'm definitely not single.
Wow. Well, that is something. I don't know that I've ever heard of that. I haven't been single in decades. So that's a new phenomenon and one that I missed completely. Jen, thank you so much for spending some time with me today.
Yeah, of course. Nice chatting.
Talk to you soon. That was Jen Kirsch, Canada's leading dating and relationship expert. We're talking about foodie calls. Yeah, maybe, you know, check if you're on a date, check and see if your name's like Jeff Salmon Smith or something in the phone. That might tell you what's going on. Or Bill the Steak. Jones. Then you'll know what position you're in this relationship. When we come back, it's a slow news day. We look at the big stories that never get a chance to be big. I'm Richard Krause, and for Jim Richards, stay with me.